this week's Reality of Wrestling Report, we will be having one half of the longest reigning tag team champions of all time in the row, Eric Lockhart of the Brothers of Lockhart.
That's right. You know, we had a repeat episode on this week, so nothing new. And so instead of, you know, going back over and talking about a lot of the stuff that we did last week, why not bring in tag team champs? Why don't we bring in gold this week? So we are definitely excited about that. Make sure, though, you get right back on the ball next week and see a brand new Reality of Wrestling episode.
We're excited to have Eric Lockhart with us. Thank you, Eric, for coming on the show.
Hey, no problem. Anything for them Brothers Harrell.
Thanks. Well, you had a huge victory against the Pump Patrol. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, man. You know, we went after the Pump Patrol, as I guess they've come after us would be the appropriate way to put it, a couple times now. Granted, they had a new look this time with the addition of Kurt Matthews was his name, the prospect. And, you know, game plan's usually the same when Andrew and I have been in the ring with people before. We know what works, we know what doesn't work, and we just stay with what works. Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. And it obviously has been working for you. You guys are the tag team champs, the longest reigning. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. Longest reigning tag team champions in Reality Wrestling history, and longest reigning current title holders in Reality of Wrestling. So we're pretty proud about that.
Now, who have you gone through this historical title run?
If we're just focusing on at least the ones that have been televised anyway, we went through the team of Alex Reigns and James Claxton was our first title defense. And then from there, I mean, we wrestled Luchas one time, Inferno Tiger and Thunderjet. We've done Pump Patrol a handful of times. Team International, obviously, different combinations of all of them. Who else have we went against here? You know, that's all I can think of right off the top of my head. I know there's been others. Sorry if I'm leaving anyone out, but, you know, the more and more matches, more and more you forget. But.
No, you're fine, man. And Team International, speaking of them, what do you think of Team International?
Well, you talking from my personal perspective or what's going on with their issues?
Well, just your personal perspective.
Well, you know, when it comes to the issues we had with them, Andrew and I squaring off against them, we ran for, I don't even know, they had won the titles like August 2013, and we chased them up until we won them in February of the next year. One thing they had really solid then was their numbers game. We could not overcome the number of people they'd have at ringside, and they're very good at eluding the referee's attention into gaining the advantage over us. But once you break them down, once we had them 2-on-2, that's when we won the titles. And now, as time has went by and they've accumulated losses, they're having a lot of troubles in their base camp. And, I mean, you see it weekly on television. I find it entertaining as heck. I'm always laughing when Reyna has to yell at all these people bigger than her and try to hold everything together. Like, man. But you know what? Reyna is the only person in Team International to pick up a victory in, like, what, the last 5 months? Her and Strike winning that Diamond Tag match a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I spoke on Twitter openly after they won that match. Seeing as they're a tag team that won a match in Reality Wrestling, they should be number one contenders for the tag team titles. So I say bring it on, Strike and Reyna.
Yeah, bring it on. Now, I have a question. You know, Jacob is a big fanboy of Stevie Ray and what he is doing. Now, if Stevie comes to the tag team champs, you guys aren't going to be – you're going to hold out, right? You're not just going to take the money. We know that Brad Gilmore came on last week and talked about Hardcore Holly joining forces, but you guys are going to stand your ground, right?
You know, Stevie first came around in December, Christmas Chaos, and it was the next month he stopped and approached Andrew and I. And, granted, this is just when the only person he'd even align himself with was a Samoan Beast, and that didn't even happen until later on that night. And we didn't know that he was starting this agency and all that. He talked to us a little bit about possibly consulting us. Like I said, we didn't know what this would eventually become. But we haven't had a whole lot of talk with him since then. It's not that we weren't responsive to it. We're like, yeah, you know, we're kind of doing Booker's thing. And Stevie kind of takes that offensively. You know, him and Booker, as much as they see the eye to eye, as you've seen on TV a couple of times, they don't always, they're not always on the same page. So I think if you kind of make yourself sound like a Booker guy, you don't get the best response out of Stevie and not seen in the best light. But you know what? If he wants to build a team to come after us, I'd be more than happy to, any of his members he has right now, Davidson, Steele, Mahal, or Raj Singh, rather, I'm sorry, like, bring it on.
You know, sounds a little bit of regret in that voice, but in the words of Justin Bieber, don't judge me. Never say never for the Lockharts, if you ask me.
Yeah, you know, the thing he was trying to do is he was talking more to myself than Andrew, and he was trying to come between us. I don't know if it's a thing, you know, with him and Booker. I know they came to that crossroads in their career. It's a little early for Andrew and I to be thinking about that right now, especially when we're doing well, running hot. I don't know if he just saw something or if he, you know, just trying to split up the brother academic because he's a little sour on that. I'm not really sure. But, you know, we'll see how things pan out.
Yeah. Now, you guys aren't going to be running short on get to know the Lockharts anytime soon, will you?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. More, you know, it's more fun getting to know your Lockhart when you can't tell us apart. So if we split, that ruins the fun in that.
Mm-hmm. Especially like talking about the numbnuts, right?
Yeah, the numbnuts. I tell you what, I've actually had a couple people ask me about that now. Like, oh, so what did it mean? Were you wrestling in cold weather? Did he give you a low blow? Like, no, it had nothing to do with any of that. Like, here's how the story basically goes. As far as I understood, because he never explained himself, Greg Gagne, that is, I was telling him because my older brother and I were training with Greg, right? Andrew was still in high school at the time. So we would train in the mornings. Later that night, we'd show Andrew what we've learned. And we'd already been trained previously, but Greg had a different way of doing things. He's very old school. So I'd show Andrew and everything. And Greg the next week would ask, are you showing your little brother all this? Yeah, I am. But he doesn't really like to be told that what he's already doing is wrong. And he was like, oh, so he's just like you. And like, took me out of the car. I'm like, ah, I didn't know you had that kind of read on me. Because it's hard, you know, you're proud and everything. And when you're like, no, that's all wrong. You got to do whatever it is, a headlock this way, a shoulder tackle that way. It, you know, you kind of have to swallow your pride. But, all right, so apparently I've been doing this wrong this whole time. And then you had to be retrained by Greg. But then later on, that training session, started calling me numbnuts. So I don't know if it had something to do with, like, my attitude towards him at times, or I don't know. But he never really could remember any of our names. That's why we all kind of got nicknames.
Now, you guys have an upcoming match. What's your guys' take on what you've got coming up in store?
You know, bringing the Heavenly Bodies back down, the finger's been pointed at Andrew and I, like, hey, you guys asked for outside tag teams. Yes, this is true. And not that I have a problem with the rematch, but they're not really entitled one. You know, we had to go through multiple teams here, and no one, you know, besides the Pump Patrol who would, you know, go through constructive surgery and come out with a new-looking member, no one got a rematch otherwise. And the fact that these guys come in once, lose their match, and then are entitled to rematch, I don't really know. I don't really know what's going on. I don't know if there's some politicking going on backstage. You know, I won't dive into all that and all that. But just kind of the vibe we've been getting, like, oh, well, why are they coming back? Oh, we think they deserve it. That's really all the answers we've been getting. So we'll take it as we take any match. You know, it's a title match. We're going to go out there and do our thing and defend our titles. But then after this, after they lose this one, then let's move on and find other tag teams to bring in. When we say bring in other tag teams, we don't mean bring in the same one month after month. Let's give us some different people. Let's give other people from other parts of the U.S., other parts of the world a try. That's what we're all about. We want the exposure. We want challengers. Bring them on.
I hear you. Well, we appreciate having you on and you taking some time just to come on the Reality of Wrestling Report here. And we look forward to watching you and holding on to the belts some more, and hope you'll come back on the show in the future.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me, guys. I listened last week, listened to previous. I like what you guys are doing. So I hope I could help you better know your Lockhart. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Thanks again, Eric.
All right. Later, guys.
Right there, half of the brothers of Lockhart. What a great guy. I'm glad he was able to stop by and hop on the show for a little bit.
Yeah, I sense a little fear. I sense a little bit of anger towards the Heavenly Bodies getting a rematch when some other teams, they said, didn't get a rematch.
Mm-hmm. And so we'll see what happens, and we look forward to watching the latest episode. You can watch that on the Cube in the Houston area and nationally on the Soul of the South. So check your local listings. And the best thing out of all of it, if you don't have either one of those, you can watch Reality of Wrestling on YouTube every Wednesday. We'll get a new episode this Wednesday as well.
Well, make sure you, like we said, follow us, HWT Podcast, on Twitter, at Facebook, at YouTube, and hear our pre-show, post-show, everything you need, Reality of Wrestling, next week on Friday. And make sure you catch the upcoming episode as well.
Be sure to check out realityofwrestling.com to find all the upcoming events, videos, any information you need to know about Reality of Wrestling. Check out their Twitter account at TheOfficialRow, R-O-W. They have upcoming events at October 11th, Clear Lake, Texas, the Clear Lake Sports and Recreational Complex. Go see them live. Remember, keep watching the flagship of Texas Wrestling. Keep listening and watching us. Get all the news and updates of upcoming shows. Thank you. Good night.